Genesis 16, verses 8, and then 13-16. The sinner's response. In the previous discourse, I spoke on the gospel call to sinners. And in this passage now, I want to bring home, if I can, the sinner's response to that call. Now let me say, I hope I said in the previous discourse, the gospel is not here. Hagar is running away. And God, by his servant the angel, intervenes and challenges her and speaks to her and sends her back to Sarai, her mistress, and to Abram, her master. That is what it's about. We don't have Galatians 3 here to tell us that the gospel is being preached in advance. Nevertheless, there are principles here of the gospel call, and I tried to bring those principles out. Illustrations, that's all I'm using these events for, to illustrate the gospel. I hope I'm making myself clear. I'm not spiritualizing. The gospel is not here in the sense that the gospel is being preached to Hagar. But as I say, it's principles, elements, which come through these circumstances, which do apply to the gospel call to us today. And of course, when I say gospel call, it's to sinners, yes, for salvation. But the gospel calls us, who are saints, the believers, brothers and sisters. But in the call, God awoke Hagar. He questioned her. He probed her, where did you come from? Where are you going? He commanded her. He promised her. He spoke to her in this way. And I tried to bring out these principles and apply them to the gospel in the new covenant. Now, how does Hagar respond to this probing of God, this commanding, this promising? What does she do? How does she respond to it? Does she close her ears, laugh at it, ignore it? That's what many do today with the gospel. They just dismiss it. They put it to one side. It means nothing to them. They refuse. They reject. They close their hearts and minds against it. But Hagar does not. Verse 8, she's absolutely honest. Where have you come from? Where are you going? What's it all about? I'm running away from my mistress Sarai, she answered. She's honest, you see. She owns up to God. When God probes her, questions her, she answers faithfully. Believer, you may, at this moment, now, in the gospel, bury your head in the sand. You may close your mind. You may refuse to answer. But the day is coming when you will be forced, made, yes, bound to appear before God. And then you will have to respond. But it won't be saving then. Now is the time to respond savingly. And be honest with God. Admit you're lost. Admit you're a sinner. Admit you need salvation. Own up to it. If Hagar had closed her mind, if she had refused, she would have perished. Physically. You, my friend, unless you respond, unless you're converted, as Jesus said, you will perish. And she does respond. We're not told that she believed, but she did believe when the promise came of what God would do for her and her son. Verse 13, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. That is why the well was called Beer Lahairoi. The Lord, the living one who sees me. It is still there, between Kadesh and Bered. Historical place. God met with this woman. And she clearly believed, because she went back. It doesn't say so, but it says, verse 15, so Hagar bore Abram a son, And Abram gave the name Ishmael to the son, and so on, and all the rest of it. And we know that she goes on as Sarai's maidservant. So she's amazed at what she hears. That's clear. She's amazed at it. You're the God who sees me. You've spoken to me. She testifies. She speaks of this. Verse 13. She opens her mouth and confesses what's in her heart, what she feels, what she experiences. And she believes and obeys and acts upon it. This is the word in the gospel. This is precisely what the gospel response is. The gospel comes, call comes to us. Repent and believe. Trust Christ. Look to Christ. Come unto me. The invitation comes. And we own up to our sins. We turn from our sins. We call upon the name of the Lord. We call out to Christ. And then we can sing hymns like Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. That Jesus should save a wretch like me. But it's not only John Newton's hymn. Romans 10:10. We believe in the heart and we confess with the mouth. And of course, in the gospel, there is the appointed way of confessing Christ by being immersed in water, baptism. All that is illustrated here. It's not here, of course. I'm not saying it's in Genesis 16. But when the gospel comes to you, my friend, if you're an unbeliever, my counsel to you, my advice to you, my command to you, my invitation to you, my urging to you, my pressing, my pleading with you is this. Do not shut your ears, close your heart, blind your eyes to it. Respond, believe, repent, turn to Christ. And you will find the amazing grace of God that will save and wash away all your sins, though you don't deserve it. The freeness of grace you will boast in. You will rejoice in God's mercy. This woman faced reality. And she went back. And she went back because God commanded her. Believer, the word is there for us. The gospel call comes to us and we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we're saved, we're justified. But now the gospel call keeps coming to us in Scripture. We still face the reality of Scripture. We own up to our sins. We keep coming to Christ, keep trusting Christ, and we obey Christ in his word, the law of Christ. And we walk with him, we respond to him, and we testify to the God who has saved us and keeps us. The gospel call, the sinner's response. I have tried to put before you, as simply as I can, as clearly as I can, the gospel call. Will you respond? If you're a sinner, and we're all sinners, an unsaved sinner, I mean, an unbeliever, will you repent now? Stop now. Turn around now. Face reality. Trust the Savior. Obey him and rejoice in him. And if you're a child of God, will you pay full heed to Christ and his word? Will you obey the gospel? Will you obey his word? Will you go on your way rejoicing? You will trust and obey. It's not one or the other. It's both. Let me illustrate this gospel call by a hymn by Isaac Watts. How sad our state by nature is, our sin how deep it stains. And Satan binds our captive minds, fast in his slavish chains. But there's a voice of sovereign grace, sounds from the sacred word. O ye despairing sinners, come and trust upon the Lord. My soul obeys the almighty call and runs to this relief. I would believe thy promise, Lord, O help my unbelief. To the dear fountain of thy blood, incarnate God, I fly. Here let me wash my spotted soul from crimes of deepest dye. A guilty, weak, and helpless worm on thy kind arms I fall. Be thou my strength and righteousness, my Jesus, and my all. The Gospel call, the sinner's response, and the saint's response. The Gospel call, the response. May we all hear the Gospel call, and may we all savingly respond to Jesus Christ. Amen.